Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of March 2018. Lok Sabha has passed the finance bill approving the budget for the fiscal year beginning the 1st of April, applying the guillotine process. The bill was passed without any discussion as the opposition continued to disrupt the proceedings for the 8th day. Sikkim High Court has held that administering oath to an accused while recording his confessional statement under Section 164 CRPC violates Article 23 of the Constitution of India. Supreme Court, while observing that the rule of measuring damages from the time of breach of contract is flexible, has modified compensation of 3.65 crore rupee awarded by NCDRC to a flat buyer in a redevelopment project to 2.27 crore rupees. Supreme Court has held that persons who want to donate money for construction of the specified hospital by the petitioner, Prashanthi Medical Services and Research Foundation, can claim tax exemption. Supreme Court has held that the transfer charges, non-occupancy charges and common amenity fund charges and certain other charges collected by co-operative societies from its members are not subject to income tax since the principle of mutuality applies to all these cases. Bombay High Court has observed that dying declaration cannot be rejected merely because the same is not read over to the declarant and the declarant admitting the same to have been correctly recorded. Delhi High Court has stayed the centre's notification directing all states to take stern action against unauthorised fitting of crash guards or bull bars on vehicles. Bombay High Court has allowed her to make modifications in the birth certificate of her daughter by deleting the name of the child's biological father. Hyderabad High Court has asked the BCCI to continue the Committee of Administrators, COA, which was appointed by it to streamline the administration of the Hyderabad Cricket Association, HCA, for some more time. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the Public Service Commission, PSC, to cancel the ongoing CAS mains examination and hold this test afresh. Madras High Court has issued a circular stating that even partly heard matters would now stand released from the judges upon change of roster, and stipulating a procedure in case such retention is desired.